13. Step away.
Becca! Willow! What are you doing? Don't move another muscle! My mom shouted.
I stopped and turned around to see my mom and Willow's mom huffing and puffing behind us.
But that woman stole my bracelet,
I explained between pants.
Yeah,
Willow said.
I saw it happen. That doesn't mean you should run after her,
my mom replied. Her cheeks were bright red, and her hands were on her hips.
She could be dangerous,
Willow's mom added.
But
suddenly I heard a shriek from somewhere up ahead.
Hey!
A woman's voice cried out.
Drop it! Come back!
I exchanged a glance with Willow. Had the blonde woman stolen from someone else? I knew Mom would be angry, but I couldn't help it. I ran off the path and into the grassy area where the woman had run. I could hear Willow, my mom, and Willow's mom following close behind me. There, at the base of a big tree, a person was sprawled on the ground.
Are you okay?
I asked, breathless and worried.
No, I am not okay,
the woman yelled back, standing up and glaring at me. It was the creepy blonde woman.
I took a step toward her. Give me back my bracelet. I couldn't even if I wanted to,
she sneered.
That horrid creature appeared out of nowhere and stole it.
What creature? I asked, looking around.
A dog? Did a dog take my bracelet?
I didn't see a dog anywhere around us. We had somehow stumbled into an empty area of the park.
Becca, we're getting out of here, my mother said, appearing beside me and gripping my shoulder.
Willow and her mom were right behind us. The blonde woman raised her arms to the sky, talking more to herself than to me.
I was so close,
she cried.
I had it in my hands, and now it's gone.
My mother quickly snapped a photo of the woman on her phone, and then pulled me in the other direction.
Becca, I'm sorry about your bracelet, but we're getting out of here immediately.
But, Mom,
immediately.
Before I could say another word, my mom and Willow's mom had hustled me and Willow away from the blonde woman and out of Central Park. Once we were back in our apartment, Mom hugged me a million times, even though she was furious at me for chasing the blonde woman.
Don't you know how dangerous that could have been? It's just a bracelet. Let it go.
I'm sorry, I told her, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. How had the blonde woman found me? What kind of creature had taken the bracelet? Where was the bracelet now? As punishment, my mom disabled my Friendstagram account.
I don't think you should have one anyway, she said. I've been thinking about it, and it's a bad idea. I'm also not sure about the iPhone.
Please don't take the phone, too, I begged. It's easier for me to be in touch with Dad with it. She hesitated.
Fine, but I'm going to limit your screen time.
I sighed. Mom was back to being a parent, not my friend. Which was annoying in some ways, but in other ways, it was a relief. It was nice to have my mom be my mom. I thought about my dad. I hadn't responded to his birthday text. He had sent me a follow-up one this morning. I hadn't responded to that either. I suddenly realized why. I was mad. I was really mad at him. But I couldn't stew forever. Maybe it was time to reach out. I went into my room, closed the door, and called him. His voicemail picked up. I was about to leave a message when he sent me a text. Yep, another text. Dad.
Hi, honey. Did you have a good birthday? I'm just catching up on some work. Can I call you later?
I hesitated, but then typed back, "Dad, I'm mad at you. You forgot my birthday. I call and text all the time, and you're never there. I know you're busy with work, but I'm still your kid, and I should be a priority." I sent the text and held my breath. I had never said those things to my dad before. I didn't know how he would react. My phone rang in my hand, startling me. It was my dad. "Hi," I said softly.
"Hi, Becca," he said. I am so sorry. So sorry.
I stayed quiet.
"I miss you so much," he said.
"Then why don't you call me back?" I whispered, my throat tight.
"I love hearing your voice, but I think it also makes me sad, because I miss you. I hate living so far from you, but that is no excuse for not being there for you. I promise to call more often."
"Okay," I swallowed. "Like, how often? Twice a week?"
"At least."
"Three times a week, then."
"Three times a week,"
he repeated.
"And I owe you a birthday present. Like, a really big one."
"I don't need any more presents," I told him. "I just need your presence. Your presence is my present." He laughed.
"Isn't there something else you'd want?"
My arm suddenly felt very bare. "Oh, how about a bracelet? Can you choose one you like?" It wouldn't be magical, but it would be from my dad. Something he picked out just for me.
"Definitely," he said. "And I think I'll fly in a few days before Bram's bar mitzvah, so we can have some extra time together."
"Yes," I said. "That. Come on, everyone, dinner," my mother called out. "Dad, I gotta go. Dinner."
"Tofu? Salmon?"
"Probably one of those," I said and giggled.
"I love you,"
he said. "I love you too.
Happy birthday, Becca."
I hung up the phone, feeling better than I had in a long time. I went to the kitchen, where Bram was pouring himself a glass of water and Mom was heating up food.
"Can't we have pizza again?" Bram was asking Mom.
"No," my mom said, shaking her head. "We've had enough pizza to last us until Becca's next birthday. We're having salmon."
"Huh." I sat down at the table. "Can you pour me a glass of water?" I asked Bram, since he was still standing.
"Pour it yourself," he replied.
"Bram," Mom chided him, "get your sister water."
My brother huffed and banged a glass of water in front of me. "Thanks," I said.
"Becca, are you going to open the rest of the presents?"
Mom asked, gesturing toward the living room with its stacks of gifts.
"Where are we going to put all that stuff?"
I'd had an idea on our walk back from the park today. "I was thinking of donating the gifts," I said, "to Goodwill. There's a sign in the window about donations." My mom nodded.
"That would be lovely. You can keep a couple of favorites and donate the rest. You should still send thank you notes to everyone who brought you something, though."
"I will," I said. That was going to take forever.
"You should write the thank you notes after dinner, after you and Bram do the dishes,"
Mom added.
"You should do my share of the dishes since I got you the water,"
my brother said. I sighed. Yep, the magic was long gone.